Thank you very much, Mitch and Jen. Thank you for organizing today's event. It's a very important conversation that we have to have here in Harrisburg. And thank you for earlier this morning, we had our arts and cultural meeting where we learned quite a bit about the value of the arts. And our role today, you know, one of the things that we did when we established the Arts and Culture Caucus, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the other co-chairs and the role that they played. It is a labor of love, but working together with my colleagues is the way this happens. Senator Pat Brown, who's not here right now, but I know that he's a strong advocate and supporter. Representative Tim Briggs, who you'll hear from momentarily, and also Representative James, who's now joined our committee, our caucus, as well as all the members and organizations who participate. Our goal was to educate folks about the value of the arts in Pennsylvania. One of the specific roles was to make certain that we had an opportunity to have meetings and the like where we learned about different parts of the arts and cultural communities in Pennsylvania. And that's a facet of what we've addressed. But more recently, the issue now has become funding for the arts. And as Jen talked about, you know, I stand here with my colleagues. I know Senator Vince Hughes will be joining us, I think, momentarily. We stand ready to be able to be strong advocates for the continued funding of the arts in Pennsylvania and the cultural community in Pennsylvania. I can tell you, when I served on the board of the Council on the Arts, today we're a little under $10 million, but back in the Rendell years, it was $15 million that we had grants to the arts, which was significant. We were a leader among states in that regard. And I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that the Council on the Arts Executive Director, Philip Horn, who a number of years ago, we dragged from California to come here to Pennsylvania, and he's done an outstanding job in leading the Council on the Arts for a number of years and the great work that he's doing. So Philip, thank you for the great work that you do. I don't need to tell the folks in this audience the role that the arts play in terms of how they impact the lives of our kids in particular, the role that they play in education. I'm really reaching out to these young ladies who are here to have them understand the value of the arts and also the folks who might be watching. When we make investments in the arts, they have a positive impact on the lives of our kids. Study after study after study demonstrates that and shows that. And even in situations where you have limited resources being directed into a particular program. For example, one thing I want to talk about, the Pennsylvania Humanities Council has put together a program where they're doing a teen reading lounge. And the value of the teen reading lounges are significant across Pennsylvania. I know in the Pittsburgh area, one of my home libraries in Hazelwood, there's been tremendous success with respect to the positive impact. And I just want to share with you some of the numbers that support the notion that there are studies after study after study that demonstrate that the resources invested in the arts and education and the arts communities across Pennsylvania, how important they are. For example, 83% of the teens reported increased confidence when participating in discussion and activities. 87% felt more confident in understanding other people's viewpoints. And 88% felt more confident in the possibility of reading and learning. And we know all the studies that demonstrate when you make investments in the arts and students have the opportunity to access the arts in whatever fashion that might be, there's improvements in their, certainly in their self-esteem, there are improvements in their scores as it relates to the SAT, there's improvements as it relates to this discipline, there's a whole host of other improvements in reading and math. I can go right down the list. So in many respects, I'm preaching to the choir, the folks who are here, but what we have to do and have all of you be our advocates to be able to go into your communities and get the folks who are involved in the arts in your communities and knock on the doors of our state senators and our state representatives. And now I'm going to put another challenge out. In light of what's taking place at the federal level, we need you to go visit your congressperson to make certain that they make the investments, that the request to eliminate funding for the National Endowments on the Arts does not happen. So we have our work cut out for us. This is one of the purposes. Advocacy was one of the things we wanted to do when we put together the Arts and Culture Caucus. Now is the time we have to be able to do that. Now is the time for us to do the work to be able together to be able to convince folks and demonstrate to them in a very concise manner what it means to value the arts and what the value of the arts mean to our Commonwealth, our economy, and the quality of life of our Pennsylvanians and particularly our kids. I'm very honored to be here today to be a part of today's conversation. I now ask that my good friend and colleague, Representative Tim Briggs, come up and say a few words. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator.